So now in studio I have Toko Maya, who is currently Program Director of Girl Hype in PC. Girl Hype is an organization that empowers women and girls throughout technology by teaching them to code and to acquire tech jobs, to tech startup internships for post-matric school leaves and unemployed youth from townships. Welcome, Toko. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm good. Thank you.
So tell us more about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Toko. My students call me Miss Toko. I am essentially a woman in tech. I am a media and technology entrepreneur. I studied journalism, but although I studied journalism before that, I studied to be a software dev. So I studied Java, JavaScript. Before that, I did HTML. And a lot of my other languages have been self-taught. If you don't know tech languages, we're talking about things like React, we're talking about .NET, we're talking about Angular, we're talking about like full-stack development, Ruby on Rails style development. So, that's me. I just love coding.
Can you tell us, how did you get involved with coding?
Okay, how did I get involved? Okay, for me, I guess I'm very lucky because I started off firstly in a house where I had a very hands-on mom. Okay, I still have a very hands-on mom. I can barely turn around without my mom, like, you know, with something. So I grew up like that. And like I told you, I'm fully grown now and she's still doing the same thing. So, yes, she had a coding school. And, you know, I used to just kind of tag along with her to do everything that she did. I didn't really like going to aftercare. I wasn't that kind of a person. So I would just rather tag along with her and do whatever she did, whether it was, you know, going to schools, whether it was going to the war, whether it was whatever. I attended one of her courses, I attended some of her seminars, and I used to just watch. And later when I got older, she was like, why don't you join? And more people started saying, like, come and join. And when the students were my age, then they said, no, you really have to join us now. So I got lucky, I joined. And it was a university level course at the time. I was 11 and the students were like grade 12s, matrix. And at the time it was like very, you know, kind of taboo. But I managed to design my first live HTML website and deploy it using the code and the technology of the time. That was HTML5. I've never gone back ever since. I'm a full stack web developer today. I teach coding to high school girls in Khayelitsha, Mitchells Plain, all the schools in Mitchells Plain and all the schools in Khayelitsha. So yeah.
Tell us more about the history of Girl Hype.
Okay, so like I said, Girl Hype was started by Baratang. That was 2014. So it's been around 2003? Yeah. So it's been around. It's been around for a very, very long time, actually. And I, got involved. Yeah.
If you had to explain what is coding to a five-year-old, how would you explain it?
Okay. So to explain it, I would say coding is the language. So everything that you write before you get anything on a phone or anything on a computer. And it doesn't look the same as what you see. It's like a special hidden language that you learn. And this hidden language creates the things that you see on a computer. So, for example, I can say you might have a banana, but your banana is not the same as your smoothie. But your banana makes a smoothie.
Yes.
Right, so a whole lot of things happen. You mix your strawberries, you mix your water, and you mix your blueberries, and then you get a smoothie, right? Maybe you add some honey, but it's a secret, different looking language that you write on a computer, and then it makes everything else look pretty.
You're also the winner of the Fabulous Woman of 2019 Awards.
Mm-hmm.
What is Fabulous Woman and why did you enter?
Okay, so the Fabulous Woman, I didn't enter. Somebody nominated me. So I just got the emails. The Fabulous Woman Awards are, it's an award ceremony highlighting different women in industry, humanitarians, philanthropists, women doing cool things for other women or their communities or in business. And I got nominated for two categories for the Pull Her Up Sister of the Year Award. I didn't get it. And I thought that was my winning one. And then the Fabulous Woman of the Year Award. And I'll tell you a secret. I didn't think that, even though in my mind I felt like I'm the fabulous woman, I didn't in my heart believe that, you know, it can really be me. And I was so shocked when it got to be me, because my other candidates was a very known businesswoman and doctor and lecturer and, you know, entrepreneur and the former first lady. So when I say very well known, you kind of get the kind of the level of the people that I'm talking about. Yeah. And then it was me. And I mean, my name is there. It's big, but it's not the former first lady.
How does it feel to have this achieved under your belt?
I feel really good. I feel very accomplished, and I feel like there's so much more that I can do to help other people.
Today we are celebrating Expectational and Fabulous Women. Who do you look up to?
Wow, I look up to so many people. At the moment, I'm listening to the Oprah Masterclass series. I'm listening to phase one, episode one, part one, yes. And it's crazy because Oprah starts her story from the very beginning. She's candid, she's open, she speaks about everything. And it's like, wow, okay. And it's just on YouTube, so anybody can access it. It's Oprah's Masterclass, part one. You'll see it. She looks very beautiful with this big hair and the shiny eyes. And yeah, you'll see it.
Do you have any other words of encouragement for young women?
I do. To anybody, I would just say, just keep trying and reach for your goals. And you know what? If you are doing the best that you can do and you reaching for your goals, nobody can stop you. And you'll be surprised to see how many people are actually put in place in your path to help you. So, yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I would just, for the last words, I would just say to everyone, keep trying and reach bigger than you think you are, because honestly, it's only by reaching that you can achieve it.
Thank you. So thank you for joining us in studio today, Toko Maya. It was really a pleasure to interview you. I hope you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
So let us know what you think of this interview and amazing work Toko does. Get a hold of us on social media. On Twitter, we're at Alex Radio SA. On Facebook, we're at Alex Radio SA. And on Instagram, we're at Alex Radio SA. Our WhatsApp number is 060-621-804-18. Remember to also send us a voice note.